ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
It's time to talk sport with Joe Sullivan. Hi, Joe.
Hello, PK.
In rugby league, not the result that Manly or New South Wales wanted last night as the chase for a young star's signature comes to an end.
Yes, let's start in Brisbane, where the Dolphins have surged to beat an injury-depleted Manly 30 points to 24 at Lang Park last night. Jack Bostock snuck home the deciding try in the corner in the 67th minute, but this play had numerous repercussions. Not only was it decisive in the result, Sea Eagles star fullback Tom Trbojevic attempted to tackle Bostock. It failed, and in the greasy and wet conditions, he slipped off and his continued sliding. He's knocked out a cameraman and his cable puller, and in result of all of the carnage, he now has a hamstring injury. So he limped off. It puts his position in New South Wales Origin side in doubt, which will be revealed in a couple of weeks, and Turbo will have scans today to confirm the damage. And David Fifita has ended the speculation over his future. As expected, he informed the Titans he wouldn't be playing for them next year. He's picked the Roosters, reportedly on a four-year deal worth less than what he's currently being played on, which raises an interesting question. What is the price of success?
Oh, you're so deep. Football, a Matilda's legend, I love her, will hang up the boots and gloves after the Olympics.
Yes, goalkeeping legend, and she is a legend, Lydia Williams has called time on her illustrious career. It will come to a close after her fifth Olympics at the Paris Games. The now 35-year-old has played for the Matildas 103 times over the past 19 years. She was first selected as a 15-year-old. She's played for some of the biggest clubs in the world, including Arsenal, Paris Saint-Germain, plus multiple clubs in the US and Sweden, as well as winning multiple championships with the A-League women's competition with Canberra FC and Sydney FC. But she'll need to bring all of her focus and experience at the Paris Games. The Matildas are in a tough group. They're in Group B with world number 4, the United States, world number 5, Germany, as well as African champion Zambia.
And in cycling, a podium stage finish for an Aussie at the Giro d'Italia.
I just love bringing you scenes of Tuscany in the sport.
Yes.
Lucas Platt of the Australian outfit Team Jayco led a breakaway through the twists and turns to Rapolano Terme near Siena. And having put a decent gap on the peloton, Platt was outmanoeuvred right at the very end of stage 6, about 200 metres to go. Could you imagine that? He's had guys riding on his wheel for 180 kilometres, and with 200 metres to go, they make their move and they overtake him. So ultimately, Platt finished third. No change in the overall standings with today Pogacar in his pink top and black pants. Still the tour's overall leader.
Black pants. Okay, and after 7:30 we get a bit of AFL?
We do, and a little bit of news about the AIS, which is rather interesting. So a bit of Olympic news, what's happening at the AIS, which is really interesting with an outlook to Brisbane 2032. I'll tell you a little bit more at 7:30 about where the money's going and whether the AIS will remain in Canberra.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. In the AFL, before you tell me how Carlton survived a late scare at the MCG last night, another player has been suspended for a homophobic slur.
League officials must be scratching their heads given the public furore over Jeremy Finlayson's comments earlier this year. Gold Coast defender Will Powell suspended for 5 matches after making a homophobic slur last weekend. As mentioned, second player to be suspended for using such language this season and follows coach Alistair Clarkson receiving a suspended sentence for a similar incident in the pre-season. Let's get to what's happened on the field at the G last night. The Blues kicked the first 6 goals of the game against the Demons and threatened to put the rest of the competition on notice. But I did tell you yesterday, Patricia, it would be close. The Demons fought back late in the slippery and greasy conditions with Christian Petrarca kicking a career-high 5 goals. Ultimately, it was all in vain. The Blues holding on by just a solitary point. Tonight, a rare doubleheader. Geelong hosting Port Adelaide and league leaders Sydney travelling to take on the Dockers in Perth.
Right. 1 point.
1 point. It was very close.
6 points last week with Collingwood winning.
I like how you brought that up. Very nice.
I know.
Long memory. It's so,
so
good.
Gratuitous. What's happening with the AIS, the Australian Institute of Sport?
Look, in short, the AIS is getting a funding boost. You might remember that the Institute was opened in Canberra in 1981 following a disastrous Olympics campaign in Montreal in 76 when Australia failed to win a gold medal. Now, a recent review explored whether the facility and its programs should be moved to southeast Queensland ahead of the Olympics in 2032. However, it recommended that the facility stay put. Now, in a pre-budget drop today, the federal government has committed to the recommendations of that review and will put $250 million towards upgrading the institute in Canberra with a new high-performance training and testing centre, a multi-sport indoor dome, and more importantly, new accommodation.
Yes, quite key. Okay, just finally, give me a bit of cricket.
Indian superstar Virat Kohli, destructive in the Indian Premier League overnight. He made 92. He helped the Royal Challengers Bangalore to a 60-run win over the Punjab Kings. Cam Green, his teammate, just sitting at the other end, chipping in with 46. And you'll love this. Arguably the most unique piece of Bradmania memorabilia is up for sale. Donald Bradman, his childhood home in Barrel. Now, it was made famous because that's where he honed his technique. He got a cricket stump and used to hit a golf ball up against the water tank out the back. Been lovingly restored. The home is 134 years old. It's now up for sale in Barrel.
Oh, I've got friends that live in Barrel. It's a beautiful place.
Sensational.
Cold, but I'm used to the cold. Thank you, Joe. Joe Sullivan there. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.